Amanda Goldberg is the director of Twelfth Night, on right now as part of the Free Will Shakespeare Festival until September 3rd. Welcome, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
For those that have never been to the festival, can you kind of give it to us in a nutshell what it is?
The Free Will Festival, it's two shows that happen in rep. It means that we have one ensemble that works on two separate Shakespeare shows. We have the same amount of time to put both shows up, and then for about a month, both shows play in rep. So this year, it's Romeo and Juliet is the tragedy, and Twelfth Night, which is the show I'm directing, is the comedy. What Free Will is kind of known for is doing contemporary adaptations of these plays, so showing Shakespeare from the lens of today.
Because you're doing Twelfth Night, what was your approach to the play? Did you keep it as traditional as you could, or did you tweak it?
Even more than Romeo and Juliet, Twelfth Night is really a pretty in-depth adaptation. So we tried our best to make it, again, from a contemporary lens, reflecting the people of today. We cut about 35% of the original play. We played a lot with language. We added lines from other Shakespeare plays, kind of added some of our own lines. We had a lot of freedom because of the kind of comedic nature of the play, and also because this play in particularly, a lot of it is written in prose, so we had more freedom to play with the lines and the language. We kept the heart of the show, but we really wanted to investigate what the story means to us today and to our community today.
When you come at it from a director, because Shakespeare, I mean, Shakespeare can be so heavy. Shakespeare has been done by so many big names. Is it kind of daunting when you come at it as a director?
For sure, yeah. And actually, I've never done Shakespeare as a director before. I went to acting school over a decade ago and I worked on Shakespeare. I know his works pretty well, but I've never directed a Shakespeare show. And honestly, there isn't a great reason for why. I feel like it becomes a really big rite of passage that every director must take. When I have the choice to direct a show, I'm not picking a Shakespeare because I never necessarily saw myself represented in them. And so my way into Shakespeare and a lot of the classics has been through adaptation, reclaiming the stories with the representation of artists from today. And so that was my curiosity when approaching this piece. And we have so many people who know this play inside and out, who know the original works, who have worked on it. So we have a really good variety of people who know the history and then and kind of like looking at it to bring something new and to kind of reclaim the story as our own. I respect and love Shakespeare, but I'm not a purist in any way. And so for me, it was really exciting to say, like, this is the team of people we have. This is the story we want to tell. What's our way in? What's our way to tell this story? For me, the most special thing about doing Shakespeare that I realized along the way is that there always is this pressure, because this play has been done for the past 400 years, that you have to bring something original. But instead, I think what I began to understand and really enjoy was that isn't the way to look at it. The way to look at it is that something special is how all these productions speak to each other throughout time.
Well, it'll be fun to see how you've done it this time around, and it'll be fun to see how Romeo and Juliet is done, if that's the show that people want to go to, because as you said, there are two choices, and it's in a new venue this year, the Crystal Palace Spiegel Tent. How has that been going?
It's awesome. It's a beautiful tent. It's 75 years old. It becomes another character in the show. Usually for Shakespeare, there's a certain amount of distance, whether that's distance from the language or from the time period in which it's normally placed, or in physical space. And that's something that's really different with this show, and that, like, I think is almost similar to the original Globe. People just being part of the show and getting to interact. Within the show, there's asides, there's monologues where the characters speak to the audience, and I think the space has actually clarified a lot of those moments for us and made them really intimate and special. It did come with, like, a whole slew of challenges, of course, but it made something that I don't think has been seen before in Edmonton, and it gave us opportunities that we wouldn't have had in Horlock. So I think it's really special. And I do, yeah, I mean, to speak to kind of like whether you choose to go to Romeo and Juliet or Twelfth Night, I think something that's really special about this festival and about these two shows is how different these shows are. And it's not just because it's a tragedy and a comedy, that's part of it, but both shows are completely taken up by this ensemble, and the way that they perform so differently, I mean, is a testament to how talented this team is. And I really enjoyed watching, you know, Romeo and Juliet and Twelfth Night back to back, seeing how the space, the people, everything transforms with just switching a play. Like, I think it's really special to actually see two plays in rep instead of being like, which one do I choose?
Well, there are still dates available to see both of them, as well as date nights too, which sounds like it would be a ton of fun too and kind of romantic. So we have got the link to the Free Will Shakespeare Festival up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Amanda, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, and I hope everyone enjoys the festival.